We are talking to the Caney Valley Bullpups head coach, Jim Deaton. And coach, good afternoon. How are you doing today, sir?
Just fine, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity to have the chance to visit with you a little bit about our Bullpup basketball team.
Absolutely. Coach, early on in the season, still 2-4, but again, still lots of time to make that up. But your previous game, which was on Tuesday night, you guys played against the Erie Red Devils. They are a really good team, 6-0 on the season. But again, how do you think your team looked in that game, even though they lost by a score of 75-62?
Well, it was just kind of it was a game of inconsistency on our part. You know, we started off well. First of all, we don't have much size, and that's definitely Erie's strength. Their post kids last night combined for 48 points, and you know, we our biggest kid is, you know, 6'1", and so contesting shots at the post is one of our weaknesses, an area that we've got to get better at. But, you know, we came out in the first quarter and shot the ball well, knocked down five trays, and had a lead going into the second quarter. But, you know, anytime you rely on shooting a lot of threes, you know, it makes it difficult. They're going down there and have the ability to pound it inside, and we're hoping our shots are falling. And, you know, I got outscored in the second quarter by 14 and went into the half down 13 points and really, you know, had a chance to fold there in the third quarter. They built their lead up to 20, and our kids just continued to battle back and cut it to 9 and with about 2 minutes left and had a couple of turnovers. And you know, it's hard to play from behind. You spend been so much time and so much of your energy flying around and doing things that you really don't feel comfortable doing. But, you know, the effort was there, and that's one of the things, that's one of the positives that we're going to try to take out of the ball game.
Absolutely. So, again, that drops you guys to 2-4 on the season. Who would you say so far this season has been some of your high points player-wise that's looked really good for you this season, that's been kind of like your leadership?
Well, right now, Jay Scott, who's a 3-year starter, senior for us, he's averaging 15.2 points a game, but even more importantly, he's averaging a little over 8 rebounds a game. I'd say right now, you know, that we look on Jace to be our, you know, our leader on the floor. He knows what it takes. He's been a part of some successful teams in the past, and he's leading us in scoring. Sophomore point guard Deron Davis, he had 27 last night, did a good job for us, and he's averaging 11.8. We've also got some point production from our two wing guards. We've got Jack Billingsley, who's averaging 9.2 points a game. And Cale Smith, another senior guard for us, is averaging 9 points a game. So we've got two guys in doubles and another two who are just kind of, you know, pushing that double-digit mark right there. Anthony Rogers, 6'1" forward for us, he's averaging 5 a game. And those five have been doing the majority of our scoring for us.
So, again, kind of spreading the scoring out there a little bit, and definitely got a good core there, and that's pretty good that, man, Davis last night, 27 points. That's he had a pretty good night last night, or on Tuesday night.
Yes, he really did.
Well, Coach, you were supposed to have a tournament coming up this weekend at Caney Valley, Oklahoma, but that's unfortunately been canceled. So your next scheduled game is supposed to be Eureka. Are you guys looking to fill in that spot for the weekend of the 19th? Because it's hard to go 2 weeks without playing a basketball game.
Oh, definitely, Kyle. You know, this time of year, you'd like to have your schedule locked down and be playing, you know, every Tuesday and Friday. But, you know, with the COVID issues as they are, we were supposed to go to a tournament at Caney Valley, Oklahoma, which is located in Ramona, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa. And they've decided not to play that. So there's three games that we've lost that we really need to try to pick up. I know our athletic director, Mr. Tom Nelson, is just working diligently to, you know, trying to pick us up some ball games and with somebody who's, you know, their schedule will mesh with ours. But, this time of year, to go 2 weeks without a ball game, it's certainly not ideal. We're just hoping and continuing to work to try to get, you know, a game filled into one of those spots. And who knows, you know, it's just one of those things that it may come about and it may not.
Well, again, unless that gets filled, your next game is going to be Eureka will be coming to town, taking you guys on. And have you seen anything from Eureka yet on this season?
Well, we've had an opportunity just to kind of watch some film on Huddle. They've got a good squad. I believe they're sitting at 4-0, or they were before yesterday. I didn't look to see how they did last night. But, you know, they've usually got a good ball club. You know, they're 2 years removed from going to the state tournament in Class 3A. So it always seems like when we play them, they've got big kids. You know, we've had success against them, but, you know, at the same time, it's been hard-earned success. We've had to really play well against them.
Well, Coach, until your next game is announced, keep me notified of what's going on there. And, Coach, good luck for the rest of the season, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. Hey, Kyle, we really appreciate the coverage that we get from you guys at KGGF and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.